Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
It is the weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho.
And Merry Christmas.
And yes. Merry Christmas. Hello, Jimmy.
Jimmy Graminos is in the house.
Hey.
Jimmy is in charge of all civilian classes, instruction parties, and of course our ever-popular Build-A-Bear. We sold a ton of Build-A-Bear kits for Christmas gifts, et cetera, et cetera. A couple of Kwanzaa, too, I think we got.
You and build one those or two evil kings. Black AR-15s.
Yeah, yes. Let's not be too racist now, but yes.
No, I'm trying.
A couple of things. Real quick, I'm still waiting for all the groups to get back to me. My Gun for Hire, Gun for Hire Radio, SAW Group, and NJSafeCon.net would like to invite the NRA, ANJRPC, NJ2AS, C4SNJ, and CNJFO for a roundtable discussion to discuss why we all can't get along, Rodney King style. You know what? I might go Rodney King on them when we have this roundtable. I might take a nightstick out and beat the shit out of all of them until they're compliant and they decide to talk to each other, because that's one of the reasons why we're losing all of the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of nasty rifles, this numbnut in California that bought the two rifles for the two terrorists to use, the Los Angeles Times article says Marquez may face charges for buying the two AK-47s that Farouk and his wife used to slaughter
because
all of those innocent people.
Because he's a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Is so he may face charges.
He converted
but
to Muslim,
if,
yes.
Yeah, but if he was a, I don't know.
A Caucasian
Christian guy, he'd be hung by his short hair.
Where I come from, it's called a straw purchase.
Yeah.
And where I come from, it's federally illegal
right.
And state illegal. So he may face charges, son of a bitch.
Well, this is our problem, right? It's always about the gun. It is never about the crime.
Correct.
And the doer of the crime.
And the other thing is Chris Krispy Kreme has been getting beat up in New Hampshire
as he should.
About his stance on guns, because he keeps bragging that he's done so much shit, but all he's done is vetoed stuff that was put in front of him,
right?
Conditionally vetoed stuff that was put in front of him, but there was a slew of shit that could have been done through executive action. And I got to give kudos to Mark Cheeseman and a few other people out there, because they've educated these straw poll states, their gun organizations. So when Christie goes up and starts talking, these people hit him with these hardballs. So
yeah.
Well, why didn't you with an executive order fix this? And why didn't you with your signature? And why didn't you appoint an AG to his program? So they're burning his balls up big time. And I want to commend everybody that's doing that, because let's call a spade, a cream donut, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And there are leaders of the 2A groups in this state that believe that Christie is the best thing that ever happened to us since, ice cream. But I would disagree. So I'm glad his feet are to the fire, because if you want the tough job, you better be able to handle the tough questions.
That's right.
Okay? You just can't lose your temper and go Tony Soprano on the people that are questioning you. Those and dems and D's and does. Okay? So tough shit, Governor Christie. Make a stance. You got a full year yet left, okay? Why don't you do some stuff for us? Why don't you fix some stuff for us in the state of New Jersey?
Right.
Let it be your lasting legacy. Hell, I might even throw my weight behind you and my support for you if you would show me that you got a set. Okay?
Well, he doesn't. He's showing his real self. He's tipping his real cards now, because he was the one who ran on an assault weapon ban platform to get elected governor.
Correct. 1992 or something,
yeah.
I believe. Unbelievable. So, Jimmy, you've been busy. I saw the other day you had another woman building an AR, correct?
Yes.
By the way, we've talked about this before.
It's not her fault she's not a woman.
It's not her fault she's female. That's what that's Jimmy, these are the shirts we want to make, because that's what the orange cop said.
Yeah.
He wrote,
what was his
"Dear
name again?
Officer, it's not my fault I'm a female." Because he wouldn't give her a pistol purchase permit, because it's not her fault she's female. The first woman that built an AR with Jimmy was Sherry from the Saw Group.
Yeah.
Way back in Belleville. She was the first female. Yeah, about 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Then a couple months later, we had a female from Connecticut, remember?
Yeah.
She built an AR. And now and we've had numerous other females, which I think is great. And you just had a woman build one about 2 weeks ago.
Julie. Yeah,
Julie built one.
She's building one right now. She wanted this nice, lightweight. She was happy about we can adjust the stock to her length of pull. So she was real excited about
What's the lightest gun you built? Tell everybody.
Personally, it's mine because I push the limits, obviously, with my own stuff. Right now, with an aim point, I'm 4.3 pounds. So 4.3.
Get out of town.
4.3 pounds. You got to feel this thing.
Get out of town.
Yeah. I did a little milling myself. I didn't want to make it all Swiss cheese and make it real tacky.
Yeah, it's not skeletonized.
Yeah.
But it's light.
Right. Wow. The parts I milled, you can't see. They're all internally, so...
And
but, yeah.
Jimmy does these classes not only solo, but he's
we got to make one now, yeah. Jim. Now I want one.
He's done it. Of course. Make one for Sandy for his birthday, Jimmy, on me. Listen, Jimmy does group classes of the Build-A-Bear. As much as six, you had six people in a
class.
Yeah.
Last week I had Steve Cagle, Mike, and Al, all three members here. They just did a build, all three of them together. It was nice for them to come together. We went out to dinner afterwards. They're just good people. So it's fun when you do it together as a group, especially with your friends.
And tell people how it works. How many meetings and what goes on. Just walk them through the process. I want to tell you where it came up. Jimmy came to me and said we should have a class where somebody builds an AR. And then I came up with the name Build-A-Bear. And unfortunately, that friggin' teddy bear company stole my idea 20 years before I thought of Build-A-Bear.
That's terrible.
Exactly. Because I thought of it, and then they got it. But ours is spelt different with the caps, and we have it trademarked and everything, and no one sued us yet. But so it was Jimmy's idea, and he came up with the 2008. He came up with the bill of materials and everything. So it's going to be 8 years soon that we're doing it. So explain to people how it works. If Sandy wants to build this 4.3 pounder with you, how does it go?
So originally it was a 3-day class, just because we had it open to the public, and now we do it it's private, one-on-one, or with your group. And now we get it done in it's a 2-day class. But we can do as many days as you like if you can't take it out of work or get off of work. So in day one, we spec the build. We go through the parts. We go through what works, what doesn't work. If you had a budget in mind. Some customers don't have a budget in mind, which is really nice.
Which is really good, yeah.
Yeah. So we go up there, 5,000 plus. But that's obviously not the average build. But a lot of students on day one, we spec everything out. We go over the pros and cons of each part. We go over the difference between the gas impingement versus piston. Go over the pros and cons to each one. And then from there, once they leave, they'll have a shopping cart. From there, they can literally pull the trigger and buy everything. Or if they want to wait a day or two, spec the build out even more at home. Order the parts. And then on day two is when we get together and we actually build it. So...
Cool. When we come back, I want to talk about the difference between the gas impingement. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappin.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Nappin, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, montvilleoffice.com. Check out Ron Sousa for as little as $55 a month. He's opening another location in Parsippany, by the way. We lease 1,600 square foot from him. If you or someone you know needs his office space or a professional environment for as little as $55 a month, montvilleoffice.com. Support those who support us. Ron doesn't know it yet, but I want him to host this bashing of the 2A groups.
He's finding out about it right now.
Well, he found out at last show, I think. But the bashing of the 2As, this is going to be like back in the Roman days, yes, with the lion being released.
Right.
Listen, I got two things. I know you want to talk about with Jimmy about the build. I think what we should do is, Jimmy, set it up with Sandy. I want you to build that 4.3 pounder. Gun for Hire is going to pay for it. We have lowers, right? You have a lower frame for that.
You can't do that.
Let's document the build of the gun, and let's have you and Sandy on to go over the progress of the gun, and then we'll post photos the day you
you
fire.
Cool.
Okay. Now he likes it. Sandy likes it.
Well, the question I have: does it have to work?
No, it doesn't have to work.
Jimmy's.
I don't have any 223 ammo. So.
Let me tell you how I bust Jimmy Stones relentlessly. He's tired of hearing it, though, but every time he's doing the Build-A-Bear class, I have to walk past his office to get to my office, and I'll walk by, and there's either a strange face or a familiar face, and I can tell right away by they're on the computer and they're picking out parts or something, or he's got all his master tools out and they're building the gun. I'll open the office door and I'll go, Jim, this one better work this time. And I close the door and walk away, okay? I've been doing it to him for 4 years now.
Probably more. And then they look
never
at me.
Never gets old.
And they're like, have you had any that hasn't worked? And then I have to go along with it. And I say, well, the last one blew up in the person's hand.
Yeah, it was just a problem. Yeah. But he'll be out of the hospital soon. It's been 8 months.
He's taking fragments out of his cheek right now. That was a joke, by the way, everyone.
We haven't had a problem yet. So, Sandy, you had an issue. You had a question.
What's the difference between the two?
So I have a lot of students going the piston route just because the piston itself is just so much cleaner, so much more reliable. The real downside to the piston system is that – and if you're not familiar with the piston system is, you can just kind of visualize, and think about why everyone talks about an AK-47, how you can do anything you want to it, throw it in the mud, throw it in the dirt, the ocean, do whatever you want. It still works. That's because the AK-47 platform, is a piston system. So the problem that Eugene Stoner had with the design is that the firearm itself uses gas impingement, the old school setup. So the gases actually go back into the action of the gun. Now,
What cycles the gun?
Yeah, so that's what's cycling everything. So it's putting the garbage, a.k.a. the crap, back into the gun. And when you have these beautiful $300 triggers, $400 triggers, all this fancy stuff inside the gun, why do you want to gum it up, dirty it up with all the carbon buildup? Then things start to get, real gritty. They don't work correctly. The bolt itself, carbon on it. So, it's nice to go to the piston side of it. But the downside to the piston is that there's no true mil-spec to it, meaning it's not going to be like a plug-and-play system for every rifle. Each piston system itself requires a different spring or a different piston, a different carrier. So it's not a real true mil-spec plug-and-play system. The other downside to it is that
sort of custom made for that carrier. Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So and something else I noticed too is that not every manufacturer makes a piston compatible rail system. The forend itself, there's a lot of issues with tolerances and clearance of the actual piston moving back and forth inside the rail. So not that the outside diameter matters, it's the inside diameter that matters in the rail system because the piston needs clearance to cycle back and forth. So there's only a handful of manufacturers that design a rail system for that. So you're kind of limited on that part of it. So
well, that's but, not real. That doesn't sound like a real big limitation, though, right?
No, it's not. But considering the fact that, as you know, Ann always used the analogy as the AR platform being the small block Chevy. You know, they yes. make everything and anything you can buy for it. Well, that is not so true with the piston system because you're very limited to the rails that you can purchase as opposed to having hundreds and hundreds and thousands of different rails.
Correct.
With a standard gas impingement system.
Okay.
So, but yeah, the AR classes, the build classes have been, you know, thank you everyone. I mean, I do at least one or two a week. Students love it. They love the whole process. And what I tell all my students too is that you pretty much have lifetime warranty with me. Obviously not with parts. Parts are designed to actually fail. But I'm talking about if you want to change something, if you want to change out a fore end, anything, just come see me and then we do it together. You know, so that's the nice part about that relationship that we have with
the actual students. It's a one-on-one relationship with a qualified gunsmith.
That's it.
That can, you know, that's what excites me more about the program than anything else is the fact that you're learning from the ground up how your gun works.
Every spring, screw, pin, everything. You're building it from basically take a big box of parts, shake it up in a box, and when you're done, you're shooting a gun in our range.
Yeah, so going back to that before the last segment, we were talking about on day two. People ask me all the time, how long is day two? Well, if you have someone like Sandy who is not mechanically inclined.
6 weeks.
minimum 6 weeks.
Minimum 6 weeks.
You know, hey, listen, when I set up day two, I set it so I don't have any other class after that. So if we need 8 hours, 8 hours it is, 10 hours, 12 hours, whatever it may be. So on day two, on average, you look at about a 6 hour day from build, you know, clean, make it New Jersey compliant. So we're looking at a six-hour day.
Suffy, do you do any of this on the weekends?
I do, 7 days a week.
Oh, wow.
Seven days a week.
Okay, so if you've got
nights,
a Sunday
weekends,
available.
Weekends, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. So if you can only come after 5 o'clock because of work permits that, that's fine. If you only can make it on the weekends, that's fine. If you have to leave by 3 o'clock on a weekend, that's fine.
And you could stretch that day two out to 3 or 4 weeks if you needed to?
Yes, yes. And you know, a lot of students, you know, tell me, oh, well, they want to do this master build, but obviously financial, you know, isn't a problem. Can we just build the lower half and then 3 months later do the upper half? Of course. Of course. That's not a problem.
Because here's what happens, too. Guys go in and girls go into it with a budget. And then when Jimmy goes through the bill of material and they're ordering it, you're like me, Sandy. It's like Jimmy's like, well, you have this barrel for $80, this one for $180, this one for $300, this one for $600, this one for $900. You know,
yeah.
So you're sitting there going, well, I'm going to build this rifle. It might be the only one I'm ever going to build. Do I want to cheap out
at this point? Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's going to be my baby, bragging rights and everything. So, you know, every well has a bottom. So you say, okay, I'm going to go with the $300 barrel. And then you're going to go with the $300 rail. And then before you know it, it expands. Now, we've had people build them. How economical have people built them? Let's get back to that when we come back. Pricing. And I want to talk about what's the difference between 223 and 556. Big question we always get.
Different numbers.
Yeah.
Obviously.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports, so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape.
When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
No rules, no apologies. No holding back. Gun for Hire Radio. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic. WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. If you or someone you know lives within a 30-mile radius of Waldorf Family Chiropractic, please patronize them. Dr. Eric has published a book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. There's so much that he can help you with. If you don't live within a 30-mile radius, give him a shout out or send
like him
some
on a Facebook
friends
page.
And family. Yes, by the way, Dr. Eric and his wife's first date was a movie, and their second date on Valentine's Day was at Gun for Hire when we were back in Belleville.
Wow.
And I was their instructor.
Wow.
And they're married with two kids in a St. Bernard now. Hmm. I mean, talk about how long I know people and how far I go back, et cetera, et cetera. So Jimmy was talking about pricing.
Pricing. Yes.
Yeah. What's the most economical bargain basement you've ever built?
If you're doing piston, I want to say plan to spend about $1,350, $1,400. That's not including optics, and then usually just the gas impingement, maybe about $150, $200 less. So that would be the baseline on average. But like Anthony said, they say to themselves, you know what, this might be my I'm going to treat myself. This might be my one and only build. So I tell them, you know, this is the difference. This $75 bolt does XYZ, but this $100 one will last you 10 times longer. It's got this coating. It's got this finish. It's $25 more. You know what? Let's do it. And that goes with most parts.
That's the other thing that's priceless about the course, because he's built. How many have we done?
We're on 460-something?
460 ARs that we built for customers. Forget about ones for staff. He built me. Yeah. He built me an AR-10 for my 52nd or 50th birthday. I don't even remember. 50th birthday. It'll be 5 years soon. Forget about those. We're way over 500. But when you're sitting there and going over your bill of materials with Jimmy, you also have his knowledge, not just the shit that you read in Recoil magazine or your friend of a friend told you that this is the bolt carrier assembly or this is what you need. You have Jimmy saying, well, we built that on a gun once and this happened and this is not compatible with this. And in our experience. So you have that's priceless, and we're not making any money on the parts because you're ordering them direct. You're using our discount, though. We get a discount from the manufacturers and the distributors, so we pass that on to you. You pay and order it direct. There's no markup or anything in the middle here. And if you're hiding it from your spouse, you can have everything drop shipped here, which has been done numerous times. If you don't want her to see
with
the parts or him to see them. Yeah, comes attention, Jimmy. Yeah. I'm like, Jimmy, what's a customer sent you an envelope with a check for $1,300? What's this? And I'm like, oh, he didn't want his wife to know, so I put it on my credit card.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, whatever.
I actually, and by the way, I don't mind that. I have one student. I don't want to mention his name. I don't want to get him in trouble. But he dropped an easy 15 grand with me. Gives me the cash. I put it on my credit card, and I love the points. Let's put it that way. I love the points. So thank you.
So that is an open.
Yeah.
It's an open invitation for anybody who wants to.
So here you are. You're in a room with him, and you have his undivided attention, and you're going through your bill of material, and he's telling you what lower, what upper, what barrel, what this, what that, and then again, glass. And then what happens is, because we're not going away, and his office is as soon as you walk in the door, the open door policy is forever. Customers are coming in. Can I adjust this? Can you help me with what I say? I'm thinking about buying this glass. Jimmy's there to put it on it. When we don't turn around and say, that'll be $65 or whatever. Once you're part of the family, you're part
of
the family.
That's it. It's done.
So
the biggest compliment, sorry to cut you off, but the biggest compliment I get is just like when I teach a first step class. If it's first step pistol or anything, it's not the email to Anthony or the accolade or coming in trying to give me a tip, which I don't accept. It's the 6 months later, a week later, the husband sends the wife in to take the class. That says a lot about my character and the class itself in our establishment, that he felt comfortable enough to have his wife come in. It's the same thing when you take our urban class with that rifle you built, and yours goes 100%, 110%, but then the person next to you rifle's going down and they bought it right off the shelf. Right. That's the compliment
I
get.
Right.
It's not you sending me an email saying the rifle we built is awesome. It's actually going through the ringer, shooting the crap out of it. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, do I clean my rifles? No, I like to push. I like to push my guns. I like to push them to the limit. I like to see what works, so then I can say to you, Sandy, this is the part you need, because I have 20,000 rounds through it and not one hiccup. But this manufacturer, I only got 100 rounds out of it, and I had a hiccup after hiccup. So, you know, those are the biggest compliments I get when I see in class. So those urban classes, I get
and
to see
like
what works.
And like you say, that's priceless.
Priceless.
It boils down to that, is just experience and having to know the difference between the two.
Yeah.
You can make some really expensive mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
I have one member. He has a HK 416 in the 5.56 and a 308. And his 308 one, and HK makes expensive stuff. You know, I mean, with that 308 HK, he actually, I think all said and done, maybe just $3,800 on the actual rifle. And we're talking about a brand new $3,800 gun, and the trigger and hammer pins are walking out on it. It's amazing.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I brought to his attention over and over. We honestly, he's a good member, platinum member of ours. I just brought the gun into the workshop, changed the pins out for anti-walk pins so the pins won't come back out. But you'd expect that from a manufacturer when you're paying
like
top
HK,
dollar.
Yeah.
Right. You're paying top dollar for this rifle. Pins should not just fall out.
Right.
You know? I see it a lot with Stag, to be honest with you. I see guns that come off the assembly line, and I'm like, how the hell did they? I know they didn't test fire this, because there's no way.
You know, there's no QC on it. They're just churning them out faster than it can.
Right. You know,
just to meet the orders.
That's it. That's it. You know, like I said before, I think I mentioned it last time on the radio show. I had that one Stag that had a left-handed carrier in a right-handed gun, and the gun wouldn't cycle.
Get
I know that didn't leave the factory with a test fire. There's no way in hell.
Because it couldn't work.
It couldn't work.
Yeah.
It couldn't function. So there's no way in hell. So stuff like that, you know, I feel bad for the person who bought it, but at the same time, it makes me feel better knowing that, you know what, we do that quality check prior.
Right.
You know, we give that 110% that the rifle's working. You know, it's just like, you know, you do a Wilson Combat versus a Kimber. The difference, well, yeah, I'm hand-fitting every little
right.
part. You know,
right.
it's not coming from a parts bin, you know, on a conveyor belt system, you know.
And you're both doing it together.
Correct.
So now I, as the gun owner, know how these parts go together. And I've had to put them in.
Right.
So now you've got that memory of how these things go together. It's just because a lot of us sometimes, you know, I just recently, and it's not a gun that I use a lot, is my P50. I took it apart to clean it the other day, or to disassemble it, and I'm looking at it, and I'm going, damn. Now, and that is one of the simplest guns.
Right, right.
But if you get the trigger pack wrong, and don't clip it in correctly, nothing else works.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to remember, do I release this before I release that?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. But it's something that I'm super excited for in 2016 is the training side of it. You know, I had the luxury in 2015 to pretty much, you know, let me take over the entire training side of it. So we're pushing the envelope with training. And the nice part about 2016 is that things that weren't working, such as when we ran that force on force with simunitions, we're working with a new manufacturer, and they came in last week. We tested out for about 3 hours different rounds. So I'm excited to bring the force on force training back. Yep. and stuff that actually works. I mean, this one company that we're working with will actually tailor to the civilian side of it. And I mean, they opened up basically training for me even in the beginner classes, because they have blank rounds where the student can actually cycle the firearm that they're going to be holding and they don't make any noise. So I can really transition. So Sandy, I can take your wife, have her go from the simple to the complex, show her the stance, show her everything, have her hold the firearm unloaded, obviously, right? And then from there, okay, I can have her, all right, load a blank round into the firearm with no noise.
Wow.
With no noise. And then it cycles. So I'll put one round in so you can see how it actually cycles. Okay. Now she's comfortable with the gun actually cycling. She knows how to hold it. Nothing's wrong with her grip. Now I can do a blank round with noise. So now she knows what the sound's going to be like.
Wow.
And then from there, all right, I can go from a round that is a marking round, all right? So then something actually shoots out of the firearm, all right? So she can see where she's hitting on the actual target. So, yeah, I can really transition from the simple
great.
To the
so
complex.
So you've got from step to step to step.
Right, right.
So the comfort level just is...
There you go.
Wow. Right.
So, isn't that great?
And then for our advanced students, you know, the force-on-force stuff, we had a lot of problems with the simunition. And when we say simunition, like Ann always brings up, people say Taylor ham and pork roll, all right?
Hmm.
So, yeah. Taylor ham obviously is the
gold standard.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That was the original.
Know, right. It's pork roll. So people say Sims, Sim is just the manufacturer of the actual product, right? So
General Dynamics owns them.
Right, General Dynamics. But the problem with the Sim rounds, all right, General Dynamics, their firearms, they use some kind of plastic putty crap that jams up the gun every time you want to fire it. So it turns this real life scenario into like, oh, I lost all that adrenaline because I have a squib. I have a round stuck in the barrel.
Ugh.
So you lose the high in the class. So you have your adrenaline going all of a sudden, malfunction after malfunction. The role playing starts to become a little, lose it.
Right,
you lose
right.
it. So I've been working hard with this company. I can't wait to bring them in. So hopefully in the end of January, February, we're going to relaunch that. I'm going to bring it back so, you know, we can actually really test and put it through the ringer, the better quality, different word, the new sim.
Simulated.
But, right.
Round.
So, but again, this new company is going to be, really good to work with.
Sweet. Come on right back.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Should old acquaintances be forgot and never brought to mind?
And this segment is brought to you by I Hate That Music. This segment is brought to you by PhillyGunTraining.com.
This is the last week.
Philadelphia Firearms Training. Jose Morales in... Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, right across the street from the police department that issues the permits in Pennsylvania, in Philly. Check out phillyguntraining.com. Jose is the man. I got a quick announcement here. I got an Ammo Land announcement from the Citizens for a Safer New Jersey.
You gave it to me.
Okay, Citizens for a Safer New Jersey. Rich Petkevis put an Oprah request form with the New Jersey State Police. I am looking for the statistics regarding the total number of New Jersey permits to carry a handgun that were issued in 2004, not counting armored car service employees and everything, just regular citizens. And he received back, the New Jersey State Police is a recipient of your Oprah request. You seek the total number of permits to carry a handgun issued in 2014. In 2014, 266 permits were issued by the state police and 230 permits were issued by municipalities, thus totaling 496 permits total
to carry
out of 8.983 million people in the state of New Jersey. Thank you, C4SNJ Rich Petkevis, for giving us that depressing information. We always thought it was around 1,200 people. Now we find out it's less than 500 people have a carry permit in the state of New Jersey.
Less
Thank you, Chris Christie. You've been great.
No, he's doing wonderful.
Supporting us.
Absolutely.
Thank you
so much. Meanwhile, we found out just before Christmas that the Obama administration, while we were asleep, allowed 100,000 well-vetted, I'm sure, well-vetted Syrian refugees into the country and placed them already. And we're bitching and moaning about the 10,000 additional ones that
they're brothers and sisters.
Yep.
I figured out a way to get Christy to the range, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, we're installing a gelato machine
at the
range.
I'm there.
Okay?
Yeah,
so you guys know.
He's going to have to fight Jimmy and I for that.
Yeah,
Jimmy, this is your last segment, and then we're going to have Jess on. I need you to please address 556-223, because I get most emails. Matt Trimmer
and 308
just sent an email.
With 308,
you could talk about 308 first, and then talk about the difference between 556 and 223, please. Thank you.
So, again, it's because segment time, the 556 versus the 223, if I was to hold them side by side, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference in length, height, width, you know, same projectile, same, length. But the 556 casing inside, the wall diameter is actually thicker. So when you have a thicker wall casing, you have less volume inside the actual cartridge. By having less volume, you produce more pressure. So if that makes sense. So think about if you had a 1 liter bottle of water versus a 2 liter bottle of water. Having less pressure inside that one bottle of, less volume inside that 1 liter of water will produce more pressure because the pressure has nowhere to go but out. In a 2 liter bottle of water, if I have the same powder load, same everything, it has more room to go. So I'll have less pressure. So the 556 will produce anywhere up to 75,000 PSI pressure versus 223, which is on the 50,000 PSI pressure side of it. So if your barrel's marked with
that difference.
Yeah. So that 25,000 PSI pressure, which you won't feel, all right, because I get that question asked a lot, you won't feel that pressure difference. You can definitely hear it, but you won't feel it. So the 556 itself, the barrel is stamped with 556. You can shoot both. If your barrel is stamped 223 Waldi or Waldi, however you want to pronounce it, then that is good to shoot both 556 and 223. If your barrel is just marked 223, stay away from 556. I'm telling you this. It's not safe as per SAMI spec, Small Arms Manufacturer Institute. But SAMI spec says do not shoot it. Could you shoot it? I'm telling you right now, first round, nothing might happen. The second round, nothing might happen. The fifth round, who knows? But I've seen a magazine fly out of a firearm. I've seen a hole inside by the chamber. So please be careful. Obviously, check your barrel. Make sure if it's marked 556, you can shoot both. Or 223 Waldi. If it's marked 223, stay away from 556.
Now, what about the speed of the round? Does the round go faster in a 5.56, or the velocity change?
No, feet per second stays the same. You're looking anywhere between 100 to 200 feet per second, if that. Sometimes only 50 to 75 feet per second. Nothing crazy changes with feet per second at all.
Do you have a like an advantage of one over the other?
Yeah, I like the 5.56, not because I'm a guy and I need things to go boom, bang all the time. It's because with the 5.56, knowing that I'm getting that extra pressure, it cycles pistons better. Okay. So it will cycle a piston better versus a gas impingement.
So if I build a 5.56, I can use 223 or 5.56 ammo.
Correct.
It's kind of like a difference between being able to put a 38 into a 357 Magnum and shoot it.
But you can't go the other way. Exactly.
Right, right. So that's what it comes down to. But if you do have any questions about that, just email me or stop by. Because I know this is my last segment, Ant wants to get rid of me. But there's something that I want to bring up now, though. What I'm really looking forward to in 2016, too, is our rifle classes. So we're going to change the dynamic of the rifle as well. Instead of having our urban carbine class, we're also going to have our urban precision rifle classes, where we're going to have anywhere between 100 to 1,000 yards to shoot.
We secured a location in Andover.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
So, again, I think everyone heard that, Ant.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I wanted
very nice. Yeah.
So, again, with this class, though.
Do we need our own helicopter, though?
We're working on that.
Nice.
Rob's getting his helicopter license.
Oh, perfect.
I want you to understand, though, if you don't have a build, if it's an AR platform or a bolt action, I definitely recommend a bolt action gun for something like this. But we are having our first class where we're actually going over, just like in the Build-A-Bear class, what to look for, what to get, so you don't make the same mistakes that me, Rob, all our guys here made. We spent thousands of dollars on just shit that doesn't work, that we don't need.
Yeah, join the club, right?
Yeah, we all have.
Everybody out there raising their hands.
Right. So, one of the first classes that we're going to offer is, the opportunity to talk to a guy just like me when it comes to the AR platform, but with bolt action guns, what to look for. You know, aluminum versus just, standard stocks, different scopes, reticles, everything. The shit that I wish I knew prior. Before spending all this money. So that class is definitely look for it in 2016. And then again, like Ant said, that property in Andover, we're going to have the luxury of shooting from 100 yards up to 1,000.
Can you shoot an AR at 1,000 yard range? Right?
You can. Realistically, it's very, very, very hard to do. You're going to need a 77 plus grain projectile. Not really. Yeah, that's where your skill set really shows, to send out a small projectile like that far away.
Yeah.
That's where your skill set
really
shows.
You want 30 caliber.
Yeah.
Your 308, 30-06, 7mm. What else
would you say? One of the, 300 Win Mag is great. I mean, if you can afford
nice round,
it.
Yeah.
338 Lapua.
Yeah. Both very, very good rounds.
Yeah. So something like that. But yes, you're going to want a 308 when you want to reach out over 600-700 yards. And let me tell you something. Where we were and we were shooting at that 1,000-yard range, it's amazing. The computer told me that it took the round 1.8 seconds to reach the target at 1,000 yards.
Wow.
So my spotter, which means the world, the spotter, because, whatever he says, he sees it all. He goes hit. And I'm like, what? And all of a sudden, 3 seconds later, ding, because the time
it takes. The sound coming back.
Right. 1.8 seconds to reach the target. With the 308.
And three seconds coming back.
Right, and then another 2 seconds come back. I'm at 4 seconds total.
Yeah.
We're so used to that instant gratification.
Right.
So literally, you're there, you fire, and all of a sudden, he goes, hit. What the hell are you talking about? Ding. You're right. So I'm like, what are you talking about? Ding.
It's weird. It's like, you can't comprehend it. Again, just Jimmy's like says, you go boom, psh, and you hit boom, psh. Right. Now it's boom. Bing! It's
wait
like,
for
whoa!
It. Wait for it. Yeah. So, it's a great class because the teamwork involved, from spotting to the actual shooter, the communication level has to be on point. So, it's definitely going to be a good class. Look for it in 2016. If you do have questions, just reach out to me and I can definitely set that up.
Jimmy and I combined, we lost 350 pounds.
Wow, you lost like...
I think it's more than that, but...
Two human beings.
It's probably more than 350 pounds. Jimmy's a big dog guy also. Jimmy Jeffrey Valdez is going to be here January 9th
with
the Pitter Patter Puppy Rescue. Let me see, their Facebook page is Pitter Patter Puppy House.
Nice.
And they're going to be bringing dogs. They've saved 92 dogs so far, and they're going to bring dogs in. So, Jimmy, set it up with Sandy, and let's get this gun built, okay? And we'll document it on the show.
That'll be
Sandy, it's my gift to you.
Well, thank you so
much. Jimmy, make sure he pays.
Wonderful.
Of course. I love everyone. Merry Christmas.
Coming back. It's New Year's.
Oh, New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
What? Oh, we're back.
We're back, yeah.
Well, don't give me a hard time.
I just
got another guest.
We do.
Yes. Jess Johnson. Hello, Jess.
Hello.
Jess.
Hello.
Jess is a manager at Gun for Hire. She started here about 2 years or so ago,
right?
She
doesn't admit that.
Is it over a little more than 2 years now? She's been here almost since the beginning of our range, and she was local, and she was referred, and she came in, and she interviewed, and now she's the manager of the front end and all of administrative, actually. The only female in that high-level position in our company, and she does a kick-ass job.
Thank you.
And I have her on for a couple of reasons. You're very welcome. You earned it. I had her on because A, she's female. B, she's 23. And C, she has a car. She drives around in her car. And I'm going to talk, since it's January, we're going to talk about winter safety and preparedness in your car. And I'm going to ask you if you have any of these items in your car. Now, I know you live local, but you do drive places. So let's say, for an example, Jess left Woodland Park and went to Short Hills Mall and was on her way back, and there was either a natural disaster or a terrorist strike or something, and you were in total lockdown, gridlock. I was in gridlock once in a snowstorm back in the 80s with a Ron DeBacco for 7 hours. We didn't move. So let me ask you if you have any of this stuff in your car. Okay. A shovel?
No.
A windshield washer scraper? A windshield scraper?
Yes.
You do have a scraper?
Yes.
Okay. Flashlight?
No.
Okay. Battery-powered radio?
No.
$30, Amazon.com, emergency radio? Okay. Any bottles of water laying around?
Yes.
Couple of half...
Dozens of bottles.
Okay. Any snack food, not counting dried French fries under the mat?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Raisins or mini candy bars or anything?
Granola bars.
Good. Well, nice. How about matches or lighters?
No.
Okay. See? How about an extra hat or socks or mittens?
No.
How about a first aid kit?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
How about a pocket knife?
No.
How about a dagger?
No.
Okay, just check in.
This is New Jersey. You can't have daggers.
How about an emergency blanket or a sleeping bag?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Nice.
I have a blanket in my car.
Did you hear that, Nancy? That's her mom. She has a blanket in her car, Nance. Just want to get that
just
out
just in case, you know, okay. Just not for yeah. any other illicit purpose.
Okay. Do you have maybe some road salt or a small bag of cat litter for traction?
No.
Okay. All right. What about jumper cables?
Yes.
Okay. How about emergency flares or reflectors or anything?
Yes.
All right. Good, good, good. What about like maybe a fluorescent distress flag?
No.
How about a cell phone adapter or charger? Yeah.
Yes.
23 years old for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, another one to put on your list is a carbon monoxide detector. Now, the reason I put Jess on the spot, by the way, I walked past the reception area. I said, you're going to be on the show because I'm doing this winter safety thing. Everything I just described is less than $200. And everybody should have a bag like this in their car because if it's 20 below out or 10 degrees out and windy and you are stuck in your car for any length of time, you're going to be thanking me that you went over this list. So everybody that's listening should compile this list. If you have kids that are in college, this makes a nice birthday gift. Okay, so let's go over it a little bit. A little folding shovel, a small shovel. You can buy it at any home center. Everybody should have a windshield scraper. I have two windshield scrapers because I've had the shit break.
Yeah, that should have
broken. Okay. Yeah. And Jess, I've seen women in mall parking lots cleaning ice off the windshields with credit cards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I've seen that. So, Jess, you should also have, again, flashlight with extra batteries, water, snack food, couple of cigarette lighters, extra hat, socks, and mittens, a little first aid kit, a knife. Blanket or sleeping bag you have, which is good. A lot of companies make these velour or, you know, ones that roll up mm-hmm. that you can keep in a car or stadium blanket, let's say.
We were going to come up with something like that, weren't we?
Yeah, we were, you know, one of these days. Cat litter is a great idea. Smallest bag that they make of cat litter. If your tires are slipping, you pour that under your tires and it'll give you instant traction. Everybody should have some flares and some reflectors. Again, you can buy them at any auto center out there. You can buy them online. A fluorescent distress flag is really nice. A whistle to attract attention if you're stuck in a snowbank. What if your car went off the road, right? If your car went off the road into a ditch, right here, it could happen on 46 or 23 by Willowbrook Mall.
Yeah,
there's
right,
ditches,
yeah,
right?
Sure, yeah.
Your car goes, and you can't climb up it or you're injured. How long can you keep yelling if your battery went dead? So a whistle's not a bad idea. And James Hedham, who teaches the prepper classes and the be prepared classes here, carbon monoxide detector, because if you're sitting in your car with it running, you can die. Because if you don't realize it, if your exhaust pipe is up against a snowbank or something, the carbon monoxide could be back in up into the car.
It's got to go somewhere.
And you're going to get tired and sleepy, and you're going to wake up dead.
Oh, that's scary.
Correcto mundo. So these are the things. This is why I wanted you on the show. I wanted to ask you. So you have a few of the items in your car. Mm-hmm. I have all of these items in my car, in the trunk of my car. It's in like a Tupperware, like a container that I got in Walmart, and I have protein bars and stuff that I use for the gym, and believe it or not, I keep 6 bottles of water in there, and those are the bottles I bring into the gym, and I'm always refilling.
Yeah.
You know, I always have bottles that I keep rotating with new bottles in there. Mm-hmm. So, and then if you take any medication, a couple of spare, I mean, you're young, you're 23, you're not taking anything, but like Sandy and I, we should have spare medication in that bag, too.
I keep 72 hours in it.
Because like a go bag?
Yeah, I'm kind of medication dependent.
You know, because we've had people that have been in ditches and ravines for 2 or 3 days before they've been found. You just never know what is going to happen. So I wanted you to be prepared for that. How do you feel about this now that we went over this stuff? You're going to go out and get this stuff?
Should probably get busy, yeah.
You should get busy. Listen, it makes a nice gift, like, for your mom, too, when you go buy 2 of everything and give it to her. And, you know, because we're so hung up. I mean, Christmas is over, but we're so hung up when we buy gifts. We buy all of this immaterial stuff, scarf and CDs and a movie and a this and a that. And, you know, like, this is the type of gift that we hope that our loved ones never have to use it.
Right.
But it's always there.
Yes.
And, you know, you can take it one step further. They make actual survival food that lasts forever.
Yeah, like 25 years.
Yeah, especially if you have different dietary needs
tastes
or whatever.
Like shit.
But yeah, but it tastes like shit until you're in your car for 2 days.
Yeah, tasted
then
pretty good.
Num, 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 num.
Remember that scene from The Sopranos when they were eating ketchup out of the pockets?
Yes.
Packets.
You know what else I would add to the list for a whopping $10? A glass breaker. Okay.
Oh yeah. Good
and, but
idea,
that should
yeah.
be in your car.
Right.
A glass breaker and a seatbelt cutter.
Yeah.
They sell those. They stick right on your visor, Jess. Put that on your list as too. Now I had Jess in today because she's 23 years old. Because I want everybody listening who's of that age group, and I want everybody listening who has kids and grandchildren of that age group, and I want you to get your shit together and go through that list. And develop a kit like that, a winter kit. It's not only a winter kit. Even if you're in Arizona, you should have a kit like that. A blanket's good if someone has hypothermia. If somebody
goes
into
shock. It
gets
cold in the desert in the middle
correct.
Of the line.
So anything that you would think we should add to that, Jess? No, well, you're a woman, so bored nail polish?
Yeah, that's something to do.
Something
a puzzle,
to do.
Some sort of puzzle.
It's about time you got here and saved me. I changed my nail color 11 times already, and I ran out, bitches.
Yeah.
Jess doesn't take any shit, by the way, right, Jess?
No, not
but,
at all.
But Jess, tell me your experience. What do you think of the ebb and flow of people that come through this range on a daily basis?
I mean, we see all kinds of people, and it's really awesome to see, actually, the different types of people that come in and their interest and to see the way that you can just interact with them and, you know, even talking to them for 10 minutes sometimes completely changes their mindset and the way they, you know, what they came in with.
How many women do you see? I'm going to pick on women because you're a woman. How many women do you see come in with that closed, nervous body language? And then when they walk out, what's their response 99.9% of the time?
They love it. They had a great time. They can't wait to come back. They're so shocked that they had such a good time.
That's kinda
but they're
cool.
So happy that they did, and they can't wait. They're asking us, you know, advice on what to do next and what class to take and, you know, how to get their FID card, and they just are so excited.
Did you hear that? They're shocked that they had a good time.
Yeah.
Because almost everybody is nervous,
I'll
and
do
then they can't believe that I'm shocked. I enjoyed it so much. We see it. She sees it at the front end. She sees it 50 times a day. Am I right?
Absolutely.
In and out, in and out, in and out. The people they walk in. I've never been here. I never did it before. And one of the reasons I love that we have representation by females here is that when other females customers walk in, they breathe a sigh of relief. They're like, okay, I didn't enter a boys' club. You
right.
know, there's other women
right.
here, and, you know, I'm not going to get molested. Am I right? Don't they have that feeling?
Yeah, I think it definitely changes their persona. They ask our advice, our opinion on what to do and what guns we like and how we feel about it, and changes the way they see
it. We've really turned the industry upside down.
Do you see that the newer, you know, the 20-somethings, 30-somethings, do you see that... Anthony and I are talking about like the old boys club that used to exist. Do you see new shooters coming in who are younger, don't even have that perception, right? They almost expect just to come in and it be the way it is here, right?
Yeah, I don't think they expect that kind of closed off, you know, stereotypical. It's just kind of a normal thing for most of us.
For almost everybody who comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting, Ann? I mean, how it's changed in such a very short period of time.
Correct.
Thank you, Barack Obama, for something.
Correct. It's changed completely, but we still get the pockets, and then we'll get the older woman will come in. Oh, when I was younger, I went to blah, blah, blah range,
right.
and
right.
this is nothing like it, yeah. you know?
It really, truly is. I mean, we say that a lot, but having gone, if you've been to any ranges throughout the country and then you come here, you don't appreciate it if this is the only range you've ever been to because it is so different.
And that's our goal. And that's our goal. And so you've seen every size, every shape, every color, every age come through the door. Who do you find the most comical? The older women that are all full of spunk when they leave or the newer women? What do you think is the best?
I think definitely the older women who are just so overjoyed that they had such a good time and, you know, they can't wait to come back and they're just, you know, thanking us over and over and over again and they're just so excited. And to see the change in their face is just awesome.
We love what we do here. You love what you do?
Absolutely. Wouldn't want to do anything else.
Thank you so much for being a part of our team, Jess.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. Another week is gone. Remember January 9th, the puppies are going to be here. We're going to have a dog rescue here January 9th, 10 to 4. Should be interesting. No, I'm not getting another dog. No, I'm not getting another dog. No, I'm not getting another dog. We have Nappin's knife book here. We have Nappin's gun book here. Nappin will be here Friday, February 12th. Only 4 days in 2016 he will be at the range.
That's it.
That's the only date. We have the active shooter seminar. We have holster draw. We have low light, no light, use of force, urban shotgun, and we have the precision rifle classes coming soon. Thank you all, and I hope you all have a great, safe, and happy New Year.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the Licensed Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Colandro, Jess, thank you so much for coming in. You're such a wonderful, bright, exciting person when I walk in the door. You're always smiling. I don't know how the hell you do it.
Drugs.
We love you. Drugs. We love you guys. Please, each one, reach one. We say it all the time. We can't tell you how much we appreciate you. You are the most fantastic audience, and I've been doing this for a very, very long time, that we've ever had. And we owe it to you. Thank you for making the show what it is. Please keep writing in, telling us what you want to hear for this new coming season. A healthy, happy, safe, very prosperous new year to you all. Winston, it's time to chime in and say goodbye and happy new year. That sounds like everything else you say. All right, well, see you guys next year.